Don't speak to me.
No one was.
Oh, I was never so humiliated in all my life.
Where have I heard that before?
The idea. Oh, I'm so mad I could burst.
Let me know if you do, so I can get out of the way.
I can never hold my head up again.
Get a stiff collar. Girls can wear them.
The idea of telling that.
Sybil is her name.
Never mind. I know who she is.
Well, you were stuttering around.
The idea of telling her right to her face, right in front of me, what I said about her.
Well, that's nothing to get burned up over. Golly, I was fixing this for you.
Oh, yes. You were fixing things, all right. You did.
Well, if it's all right, why raise a kick about it?
Oh, I was so mad I could have died.
You look healthy. I'll bet she doesn't come around here sporting her new things again.
I never want to see her again.
Well, if you don't, remember, I fixed it.
Sometimes, Cecil, I think you're just plain ignorant.
I may be ignorant, but it's fancy. It's not plain.
You made her feel perfectly at ease, at my expense. That was contemptible. That's what it was.
Is that what it was? Well, you could have fooled me.
You made me ridiculous. Goodness knows what she thought.
What do you care? She doesn't look to me like she could think anyhow.
Oh, I don't want to speak to you.
Why don't you grow up?
Why don't you?
I can't grow up for both of us.
I'll do my own growing up, thank you.
Oh, rat.
I could just cry. I'm so mad.
Well, don't. You'll get all red and wet.
I don't see why you have to be so horrid all the time.
Oh, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
I just know that nasty old girl is next door peeking out her window at us.
Let's go on in the house, then.
No, I won't give her that satisfaction.
Well, then try and get along with me.
I don't want to have anything to do with you.
You're spoiled. That's what's the matter with you. You act like a baby.
Don't make things worse, Mr. Cecil.
When things don't go like you want them, why, you pout. I know what you need.
I need a nice cannon. That's what I need.
Huh. If I were your uncle and you acted like this, you know what I'd do?
If you were my uncle, I'd run away from home.
Where would you run to?
That's none of your business.
Well, anyhow, you know what I'd do?
No, I'm not interested. What?
I'd give you a good licking. That's what I'd do.
A spanking?
A licking. That's what you need to take you down a peg.
My uncle wouldn't dare whip me.
Oh, you're not so much.
Why, the idea. Why, what? I'm no child. I'm grown up.
Pardon my wool socks. I'm a stranger in town.
If my uncle ever laid a hand on me, I'd... Well,
yeah,
he wouldn't.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. You need a good spanking to take some of that temper out of you.
I'm no baby. I'm too big to have anyone spank me.
Oh, I could do it.
You could not.
Would you like to see me try?
Yeah. No, I mean, who are you to try anything like that?
Why, I'm old Rip Van Winkle. I just dropped over.
Oh, don't be stupid. You're stupid enough as it is.
All right. You keep that up, and I'm liable to see if I can give you a spanking.
I'd tell Uncle Thomas that's what I do.
Yeah. He'd probably give me a medal.
And he's in the living room. You better not talk so loud.
Yes, sir. The more I think of it, the better I like it.
What?
The idea of spanking you.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, I wouldn't. It'd make you cry.
No one has done such a thing to me in 4 years.
There. I told you that was what you needed.
I'd rather not talk to you about it.
Oh, but I would. How would you like for me to spank you? Right here on the front porch.
You wouldn't dare.
Who wouldn't?
You wouldn't. You couldn't. You're not so big.
I'm not big enough to handle you.
Oh, Cecil. You're quite funny at times. Oh, dear.
You don't think I could do it, huh?
I know that you couldn't.
Well, I think I'll just see about that.
What do you mean, Cecil? What are you going to do?
I'm going to convince two people, you and me, that I can do something.
Cecil, now don't be silly. Sit down here with me again.
First, I think I'll spank you. Will you please lie over my lap, or must I make you?
Now, Cecil, don't be stupid.
You said I couldn't do it.
Well, you can't.
Well, here goes.
Now, Cecil, let go of me.
Oh, like fun.
Go on, please. Oh, I was just playing, Cecil.
That's all right. I won't hurt you. I just want to see if I can. Come on. Bend over.
I will not. Cecil Shortridge, now you let go of me.
I'll give you three, and then I'll start spanking.
Now, Cecil, please. Please don't make a scene.
Oh, so I'm not big enough to handle you. Just you watch
Cecil,
this.
Cecil, let go of me, please. Cecil, put me back on the ground. Cecil. Oh, stop it, Cecil. I'll kill you for this. People can see us from the street.
Good. I'll give him a show. Now,
Cecil,
will you be good?
Oh, don't.
Will you be good?
Stop.
I'll teach
Cecil.
You to act like a baby.
Don't.
Oh, you're too big for me to spank you, are you? Well, what do you think of this?
Help. Put me down. Let me up. Stop.
I will like fun. Stop biting and scratching.
You let go of me. You let go of me. You. Just wait. Cecil. Don't.
Here. What's the meaning of this? What? Cecil, what are you doing? Let Sally up this minute.
Oh, Mr. Smith. I was just out of giving Sally a little spanking, you see.
I'll fix you, Mr. Cecil. Take that.
Ouch! Oh, my leg.
Sally, stay behind me. Both of you, stop talking. Now, what's this all about? Cecil, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hold him, Uncle Thomas. Hold him so I can kick him.
Sally, keep still. Do you hear me?
He was trying to kill me. That's what he was doing.
Oh, I was not. I was spanking her.
Well, what right have you to lay a hand on Sally?
Well, Mr. Smith, she dared me to. She said I couldn't do
that
it.
That isn't so, Uncle Thomas.
Cecil, you ought to be ashamed, striking a girl.
He was trying to whip me.
Oh, I wasn't trying to. I did.
Oh, I hate you, Cecil. I hate you.
Keep still, both of you. Why, I'm surprised. What must the neighbors think, putting on a wrestling match out here on the front porch?
Make him go home, Uncle Thomas. I don't want to speak to him.
Ah, you big baby. You big baby.
Oh, I am I? Well.
Ouch! Oh, my shin.
Sally, didn't I tell you to stay behind me?
Oh, my leg. All right, Sally. All right. I'll remember that.
I hope you do. I hope you have a scar to remember it by.
Now this has gone far enough. You're both acting like a couple of infants. Suppose I get at the bottom of this.
Well, it was like this. It started by Sally daring me to see if I could spank her.
Don't you believe him, Uncle Thomas? Cecil said that if you didn't beat me, he would. So he tried to kill me, and if you hadn't come out
here... Now, we'll settle this inside. Now, come on in the house, both of you. I want to talk to you. I've heard you spat. You're always doing that, but I thought that you were going...